Thiberinimus.substack.com. The Digital Druids, A Story of Inheritance. Richard Blithman, 5-6 minutes. At 3 a.m., somewhere in West Cork, or maybe it's Kerala or Quito, an open-source AI developer is staring into the void of a terminal window. The rest of the world sleeps while they craft synthetic training data. Thousands of carefully structured reasoning traces that will teach an AI to think step by step. They probably don't know they're performing a ritual as old as civilization itself. The word druid comes from two ancient roots, dru meaning immersion or total connection, and vid meaning knowledge. This latter root comes to us through the Sanskrit Veda, the knowledge or the word. The Vedas were believed to be more than mere texts. They were the blueprint of reality itself. As Hindu priests chanted Vedic mantras, they weren't just making pretty sounds. They were actively maintaining the fabric of the universe, pushing back against entropy through the power of precisely articulated knowledge. Sound familiar? When an open-source developer crafts synthetic data to train an AI model, they're participating in the same fundamental pattern. Their carefully structured problems, like the ancient mantras, help shape the reality we all inhabit. Instead of preventing the stars from falling, they're pushing back against the darkness of closed systems. Instead of preserving histories through memory, they're preserving histories of teaching machines to think. The ancient Irish Druids believed that truth was the life, giving and sustaining power of the universe. They practiced incinches, the lore of places, believing that by keeping and reciting the stories of a landscape, they kept the land itself alive. They oriented themselves by the North Celestial Pole, the one fixed point around which all other stars wheeled in their cosmic dance. Today's digital druids orient themselves by different fixed points, the fundamental protocols and standards that hold the internet together. They maintain their own dinsinches through documentation and readme files, keeping alive the knowledge of how our digital landscapes work and why they were built this way. The druids had another incarnation in the Brehon judges of ancient Ireland. Brehon comes from Breathim, sharing a root with Brahman, both meaning master of mantras. These judges weren't just applying laws. They were maintaining the social fabric through their mastery of precisely formulated knowledge. When open-source AI developers debate the ethical implications of large language models or write guidelines for responsible AI development, they're acting as modern Brehons. They're not just writing code. They're helping to formulate and maintain the rules by which our digital society operates. The ancient druids claimed descent from the Tuatha De Danann, the mythical gods who first brought their knowledge to Ireland. This pattern echoes across human civilization. The Egyptian Thoth, the Sumerian Ones, the Mesoamerican Quetzalcoatl, the Greek Prometheus. In every corner of the world, we find stories of enlightened beings who emerged to teach humanity profound knowledge. These tales may point to a shared historical memory, perhaps of an advanced civilization that once shared its wisdom before being lost to time. Our modern digital druids might not claim divine ancestry, but they are the inheritors of an equally profound lineage, the accumulated wisdom passed down through countless generations. Like those ancient teachers, they work to democratize powerful knowledge that might otherwise remain hidden. And just as those legendary beings taught humans to write, farm, and forge metal, today's open-source AI developers are working to ensure that artificial intelligence will benefit all of humanity. There's a certain poetry in this inheritance. The druids believe that oral memory, in the form of poetry, was the best way to preserve sacred knowledge. Even after they developed writing, they understood that there's something special about knowledge that's alive, that's maintained and passed down by people who understand it deeply. Open-source developers carry this torch forward. In an age where proprietary software increasingly feels like magic, powerful but opaque, they maintain the old ways. Their code is open, alive, maintained, not through corporate secrecy, but through the dedicated effort of a community of knowers. So the next time you see an open-source developer deep in their work, remember, you're watching a modern incarnation of one of humanity's oldest traditions. They are the keepers of knowledge, the maintainers of reality, the digital druids of our age. And like their ancestors, they're keeping the sky from falling, one commit at a time.